What?
What?
What is Chip eating right now?
What?
What?
What? He's saying something?
The cracker sticking to the top of my back.
I just choked on my own cracker. Okay, what we're trying to do is eat a cracker. It's not going well.
The hummus made the cracker stick to the top of the roof of my mouth.
Uh-huh. It's like saying the pretzels are making me thirsty.
The pretzels are making me thirsty. There was almost a problem. I almost had a problem there.
Well, you know, I already had an emergency today with 911, so we don't need another 911.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But anyway, what we're trying to do is just to eat a cracker. Even that's a problem.
I
like hummus.
It's hummus?
That's good.
Oh, shit.
You got it. He's been practicing.
Maybe like 1% Jewish now.
Yeah, because we Jews, we brush our teeth with hummus. We love hummus.
Oh, yeah?
We use it like for decorations, for food, for toothpaste. We're big fans of hummus.
Hummus.
Very good.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, man. And you don't mind it. See, usually we eat before we're a couple.
No, we're not a couple. We're not gay. Not there's anything wrong with that.
Right. Let's get that out of the way.
Right.
No, usually we have some kind of substance. Sustenance. Whatever. Substance. But I decided today I had meetings. I had a meeting today after work, and I'm not ready for actual food.
Uh-huh.
So I figured crackers and hummus would suffice.
It's a good thing.
Because, you know, I always wanted to be like an adult and have parties and have like appetizers. This is like an appetizer.
It definitely is, yeah.
Right. I mean, it's not like we're expecting anybody to come over. But I mean, if they were, we would have appetizers. Oh, dude. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I can't believe we're doing 3 minutes on crackers.
We are. But you know what? It's a true testament to our show. You know, we've been off the air for a few weeks, which we'll get to the reasons for in a few minutes. But you know what? Rather than jumping right into that, why not we just start it very as-is style by, you know, completely, you know, not going into it at all for a while.
It could be like a show about nothing, really.
Really? It totally could be, yeah.
Yeah, which has never been done before.
Right, I mean, I think it would definitely be revolutionary. I mean,
you know, I gotta tell you,
I'll
just say something for real.
Okay.
I had a meet, you know, instead of crackers. So I had an appointment today. It's a long story, but the gist of it, I sat in a professional podcast room.
Oh shit!
Yeah, because I'm trying to see if I put my maybe even this we'll see podcast on a bigger platform, maybe we'll get more listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to give it a shot and put my other podcast on a bigger platform. So I'm paying them a certain amount of money. They're going to distribute it. Let's see what happens.
Oh yeah.
So they rent rooms for like professional studios. Like if I had like a major, you know, if I had a Don Johnson interview, for example,
can happen.
It probably won't happen, but if I had him, I wouldn't do this. He's not iPhone worthy, you know. I would and you can rent it. So anyway, so he took me to this guy, very New York guy. You know, he's all kind of like Stallone, like very like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, we're the best. You know, he was. I liked him, but his energy was off the charts. Like I actually asked him how many hours he sleeps. He says he doesn't sleep.
That probably does a lot of cocaine.
He seemed like he would be on cocaine. But so I'm sitting in this room, and so the mics are, you know, serious mics.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that when someone actually does the show, like, you know, they pay for the room, there's an engineer, like, right next to them. So I'm like, there's an engineer the whole time? Like, does he make comments?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want anybody. I told him that's like having sex and somebody watching you.
Right.
I don't like that.
Right.
So he goes, no, the engineer just sits there and maybe sometimes he'll nod. I don't know. It just seemed really weird.
Uh-huh.
But the mics are like, you know, they're like foreboding. They're like serious mics. So it was kind of cool to be in that room. So anyway, so now we're here and we're eating crackers and we're talking to an iPhone. It's just a very different experience, you know. The reason why I went there is because I did a big podcast with my brother's wife's mother, Betty. Her name is Betty Einstein Clark. And it was
she related to Albert Einstein?
No, I didn't even ask her that because I assumed if Einstein, yeah, I'm pretty sure she probably been asked that question all of her life. So I didn't want to, but I should have. I didn't say a word. I was like you. I was like you if we did a podcast with five people. Like you know, I didn't say anything.
Oh wow!
I mean, I led her to a few questions, but this woman can talk, and I was warned. I mean, I'm glad I did it, but it was I was going to bother you with it because I needed to do edits, you know, because she started. She's kind of cuckoo.
Uh huh.
So the first hour, you know, she's telling me, God, I hope she doesn't listen to this, but she won't listen to this. Nobody listens to this. You know, she's we started. I made the mistake. I was like, I don't know. You know, she has 82 years. That's a long life.
Right.
I'm like, where do we start? I mean, this could be like Schindler's List, you know? So, you know, we talk about her early years, and she grew up in Cuba. She came to the States when she was 19, and it's already 30 minutes, just that story alone. I'm like, oh, my God. So then, luckily, the screen, I did it on Zoom, and the screen froze, and the 45th mark. So I was like, and then I was like, okay, now I have to edit. You know, I'm going to have to do another Zoom and then put it down. You know how I hate editing. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan is the editor of any time we edited anything in this lovely podcast, it's Ryan's doing. Like, I can't deal with that.
Right, right.
And you're good with it. But I had so many. So then I had the screen froze. And then we start again. And then, so now I have to send her another Zoom link. This was supposed to be like an hour.
Yeah.
Now it's like 3 hours. And I'm like, oh my God. And she's telling me about, you know, stuff I don't really care about, you know. But anyway, it's nice. I'm glad, the family's glad I did it. So it's nice. But, so then I send her another Zoom link. And then, you know, on Zoom, it's in increments of 15 minutes. So if it was 4:01, I had to wait for 15 minutes to the link, you know. And then we start again, suddenly I make the mistake of mentioning like her family members. She goes off.
Oh shit!
Yeah, she goes off. Oh, they never call me. And she mentions like one of them like by name. He never calls me. I told him to call me. He's dead to me. I am not talking to him ever again. Even if he tried to reach me, I wouldn't talk to him. I'm like, oh no, dude. And as she's saying that, I'm thinking, edit. Yeah. I mean, and I'm like, I'm doing the sign. I'm like, I'm doing Jesus Christ signs. I'm like, no, abort, you know? So that, dude, and that was, you know, intermittently throughout the next hour.
Holy shit.
Like, probably 30 edits to do.
So what made you reach out to her? Did you reach out to her for it? Or
because of fucking Thanksgiving.
Oh, right.
My family is like, no, I feel a little bad for her. She lives alone and she's in Texas and, you know, and I last year I talked to her on the phone with other people and she liked my jokes.
Oh, yeah.
I like people who like my jokes, you know.
So they're very nice people when they like your jokes, you know.
Yeah. And then, there was no jokes. This is just her talking about, you know, she sings in a choir, you know. That's
God.
Yeah. So anyway,
she probably at that age she probably doesn't even have like a good voice to like sing.
Dude, I should have asked her to sing.
Oh man,
I should have asked her. Hey, give me a sample of your. And you know, I mean, listen, it was I did a good thing. It's actually, you know, the nice thing about my other show is, as you know, it's very different. It's actually earnest conversations. It's not this. but I was talking to this guy today in the podcast. Place and he's like, I want to hear your other one, your funny one. And I'm like, all right, you know, but it's on your phone. I mean, you know, it's so complicated.
Yeah.
So anyway, so now I'm like, I can't bother you with this. I'm like, it would take you a week to do all these edits, you know, and we haven't even seen each other in months.
Yeah.
So I was like, it would be rude of me to say, hey man, I got to do some edits. So now, I put a blanket like thing on, you know, Nextdoor. It's an app. I'll teach you. Nextdoor is an app where neighbors just converse with each other. If someone needs, you know, wants to know about a good plumber, they ask a question. So it's like a neighborhood Nextdoor.
Okay.
British Mark doesn't have that because he lives with sheep.
British Mark British Mark, man.
I know. He's just so lissy, you know. Anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, it's nice that he saw her, but I'm jealous. But anyway, so I put the request on Nextdoor, and then I get a message from somebody. Of course, not that there's anything wrong with that, but of course, it's an Indian person, you know. Because, you know, they're all high tech. In Princeton. Where we live, there's a lot of Indian people.
That's true.
Yeah, because they commute to New York and they do high tech shit. Mm-hmm. So now I'm eager to just close this thing. You know, once I do a podcast, I just want it done.
Yeah, want done out of your life. Yep.
Yeah. So I find myself going to this guy's house. He lives like 10 minutes away. He actually says come over. We haven't even talked on the phone. Like,
oh, that could have been. You're moving pretty fast here.
Yeah, but I thought I could be a serial killer. This guy is trusting me, but, you know, maybe he knows.
He could have been a serial killer.
But, you know, he has a house. Serial killers don't have a house. I mean, I don't know.
That's a good point.
I mean, like, but you're right. But, yeah, but not around this. That's true. Yeah. That's true. We both took a chance.
Yeah.
So I go over there, and he's really nice. And
that would actually be if you were to be a serial killer, it would be really convenient for you to have a house. It'd be actually be a good strategy because no one's going to suspect. Everyone's going to suspect you to automatically, like, they only expect losers to be like serial killers,
right?
So if you see someone who's got a house, has things put together, you're not going to think it. It kind of provides you with the false sense of security,
right? Because it means he has a job,
right?
He has a swing set in the backyard.
Yeah, does he have kids?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he has a swing set just for show, just to pretend like he has kids.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the serial killers are smart, you know? I mean, Dexter had a house, right? I mean, he lived sort of by the marina.
Yeah, he had an apartment.
Yeah.
It was a nice apartment.
Yeah, so, but this now it's like 8:30 at night, and I go and knock on the, you know, I don't, you know, his name is Long.
Right.
You know? His name is not Long, it's Long. Mm. You know, it's not short, it's Long.
Right.
His name is not Long. his name is not Richard Long, you know. So now, no, so he's doing, and it was, you know, when you do it on the phone, you do it really fast. He's doing it through the Zoom, and it took hours and hours. Anyway, but I don't know. So then I come home, and then I listen to it again just to make sure that there wasn't anything negative. And of course, I find another thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the Gaber incident, you know, there's another thing, another anger management. You know? So then the next day, I'm like, I can't go back to that guy's house again. I just can't, you know, he was really nice, but frankly, I didn't understand a word he said. You know, he had a very thick accent, you know, but really nice guy. He didn't even want to charge me.
Oh, shit.
And I gave him 20 bucks, you know.
Fucking yeah, man.
But so really nice guy, but, you know, it was tough for me because he's doing stuff I don't understand. He's all these and he's I can't understand. Even if he said pass the salt, I wouldn't understand what he said. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, I was there like, God, I mean, I thought it was going to be 5 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
So then I found a company in Trenton, right? Mm-hmm. They do editing and they also host different podcasts. That's where I went today. And so I decided to give it a shot and to put my other podcast, because it is on my phone, and you pay them a certain amount of money for the year, they distribute it, they put it, I could keep it where it is, but they're going to distribute it, so we'll see. Yeah. And I could, like, use their room if I want, you know, right. I have to pay extra for that, but... So anyway, I was just fascinated, because I don't want to do any more edits, ever again, and I don't want to bother you with edits, you know?
I'm good, because it actually gives us another reason to hang out.
I know, yeah. but dude, in this case, you would have had you would have gone
time,
yeah, it would have and it would have taken us hours,
yeah,
hours, and you're not Indian, you know. So I'm anyway, sure. So that's my latest thing. I know you have a lot of stuff going on. I don't know if you want to talk about everything, you know.
Some things will remain off air. I feel kind of bad because
no, you don't have to feel bad.
If it were you, because you know what, all your experiences have been prime. You know, real estate in terms of what we discuss on the show. And it's like, for once, I actually have something interesting to discuss.
Right.
And it's like, I'm willing to discuss, like, the basics.
Right, the broad strokes.
Right.
Right. I'm not going to ask you specifics.
Right.
But can we do the theme song for that, though?
I guess we can create a theme song, but...
We have to create it. We just move my theme song to your theme song. Oh. I had a theme song.
You had a theme song, now becomes my theme song.
Yeah, we'll just change the name because we're different people. It would be really silly if we, you know.
Well, I mean, so I guess I'll preface it.
Okay.
By saying that one of the reasons, ladies and gentlemen, our esteemed audience.
This is quite a build up.
Yeah. If you may have noticed, there's been a bit of a lull in as-is activity over the past roughly month, maybe. It's been a little shorter than, a little less than that. But that's also partially because, you know, you got your show, you're trying to memorize and all that.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. My life is hell. Yeah, I think we did a Thanksgiving. No, we did a Halloween episode.
And then we did the one where we had comedian Stacy on, then we did like the one right after that.
Right.
And then that was it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while, but it's good to keep the audience in suspense.
It's true. You know, British Mark needs to have something to look forward to in life, I feel like.
Dude, 5 minutes. He's still up. Like 5 minutes ago, he goes, "What's up with as is?" Like literally 5 minutes ago. I mean, I said, "Aren't you supposed to be sleeping?"
Yeah.
He goes, "Yeah, but I can listen to it tomorrow." So now it's tomorrow. Like he's going to listen to this tomorrow.
Oh, fucking hey.
So that's nice.
So, British Mark, this is your. Belated happy Thanksgiving gift. I mean, like, traditionally we don't give gifts on Thanksgiving, and I wouldn't spend any money to buy anything for you, but this is your post-Thanksgiving gift.
Right. It's intellectual property that you're getting.
Right. That's right.
Right.
And not free reign to use it for whatever purposes. I mean.
Right.
Like so if it's you still have copyrighted, so if you try to distribute this as your own, we're coming after you. But well, that's just.
Right. He's heard every episode, and he hasn't done us any harm. I don't think he's gonna start now. But I am a little mad at him a little bit. I
mean, what the fuck happened?
Well, I mean, he saw Lissy, you know? Yeah. And actually, I'm torn because he took video when he sent it to me, and it's great video. He was actually in the balcony of the show.
Oh, yeah.
So it's great. And she sounds amazing. Amazing. I'm so in love with her. I'm drooling as even saying her name. I'm glad he was there and took the video, but I'm also jealous because, you know, he fucking lives in London and he lives in England and he gets to see, I'm just not happy with my life, so I'm just angry at him. It's not his fault.
Well, I mean, she lives over in America, right?
Yes. Yes. But she apparently has a big audience in London.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And maybe she just likes going there.
It's true. It's a nice place.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm sorry. We had a build.
Oh, that's right. I actually intended to kind of prolong this a little bit just to build the suspense a little more.
Well, how much time do we have? I mean, I'm almost 95, dude.
That's true. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen. You're right there.
it's so exciting. Like, I'm peeing in my pants.
Oh, my God.
I might shit in my You know, it's gonna come out like old hoos, like.
Well, there goes my appetite.
No. It's good. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to ruin this moment.
Actually, it's actually kind of working for me. Anyway, right. So. Okay.
So what? Okay, so broad strokes.
Broad strokes. I have met someone.
Uh huh. Like a person.
Like a person.
Not a giraffe. It's like not an animal. You didn't adopt an animal.
I did not adopt an animal.
Okay.
So the impossible has occurred.
Okay.
I am no longer a lone wolf. I am off the market, so to speak.
Oh man, so many women are crying right now. I know. And some men too.
I'm sure British Mark is probably like, when he hears this, he's gonna drop all his plates.
Right.
Basically washing.
He might not be able to go to work today.
It's true. He's going to get so depressed that Sonya is going to be like, "You going to get out of bed sometime?"
Well, why would he be depressed? He should be happy. He said he would be happy.
Oh, really? Did he?
Yeah, remember we did that broadcast with him, which was terrible because his words were jumbled. A, because of the accent. B, because the connection was bad. Sorry, man. And he was like, "I wish for you." Maybe he didn't say it on the show, but he did tell me in person. "I wish you." And you guys are so charming and funny. Like you guys should be dating, you know. So anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's gonna be depressed.
Well, that's good.
I mean, like, I don't think he wishes us harm.
I would hope not.
I mean, we are his lifeline, you know.
That's a good point.
So, yeah, so this is, so I kind of, listen, I know bits, I don't know anything. Mm. I really don't. You would think I would know.
Right.
Because I live here and we talk, you know. But I've been in my own, you know, head. So I know that I've seen some kind of fire that you went to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
But, should we say, are we allowed to say who it is?
See, I was debating this part.
Okay.
On the way
did you ask her?
Because I was like.
I don't want you to say anything that you're uncomfortable
right.
with.
Right. I told her, like, I wouldn't, like, I would probably, I'm actually not sure.
Right.
If
you're not sure, you're not sure.
Right. So I won't reveal right now.
It's a woman.
Yeah, definitely a woman.
Well, it's good to clarify.
That's a good point.
Right, okay.
Definitely a woman.
She's like a female.
Right, of the female persuasion, you know.
This is the worst story ever.
I can't even tell an actual story that's good and pertains to myself in like way.
No, this is great because, you know, relationships are kind of awkward and weird. And so this is great. I'm having a good time. Oh, I didn't do the fucking theme. Now, okay, wait. Scratch everything we just said. That didn't happen. Ryan's relationship corner!
Oh, that's right, yep.
How many times have you done that to me?
That's
good. I've had no relationships.
Well, to be fair, you had one sort of started for a bit. That's hence why I created it to begin with.
Right. Well, but, I mean, is the idea of a relationship really a relationship? You know what I mean?
I mean, you were going out with her for, like, a little bit.
We went to sure. I mean, it's all your definition of what a relationship is, right? I mean, yeah.
I think at the same time, I also kind of, that day, I think I kind of just wanted to create a theme song for no reason at all.
Right, but now it applies to you.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you, we're not going to reveal.
We won't reveal identity.
Right.
Now.
Okay.
I'll talk with her.
Right, you'll sign some documents.
Right.
So I wanted
the thing is, it was one of those things I wanted to tell you in person.
Right. Well, yeah, we are in person now.
Granted, we kind of jumped the gun a little bit by posting a little thing on Facebook.
But I didn't get that. All I saw was the word fire. I thought you were caught in a fire.
No, luckily not. But I figured you were, because the thing is, you're always on Facebook to like hunt down British Mark and everything he says. So I figured at one point you were probably going to pass along that.
I think I saw the picture, but it didn't make me think, oh my God, you're off the market. I just thought you were toasting marshmallows and the wilderness of your cousin's house.
Right.
That's what I got. But I'm stupid. I mean, I'm not very smart. hence the word stupid.
Yeah, I figured I'd text you and I told you that way.
Right. No, that's good. First of all, I had a feeling. But I'm very live and let live. You know, I don't ask. A, because I got my own life is so fucked up, you know. So I like it's like, but dude, first of all, let me officially say I'm really happy for you.
Thanks, man.
That's great. Second of all, I'm gonna go to the Gothel's Bridge and throw myself off the bridge because now I'm the only one alone, and I, you know, but that's okay because I have my hummus. You know, I could just put my head in the hummus and.
You know what you could do?
What?
You can randomly text Shakira and be like, "Oh, I just got out of rehearsal."
I could. I'd be like, hey, I could say like, because the last line was I'm in rehearsal.
Yeah.
I could just say, well, I just got out. It was a long rehearsal.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. Or, well, I mean, I was texting with somebody new today.
Oh, really?
But she lives in Atlantic Highway. Where the fuck is that?
Atlantic Highway?
I think it's like.
Highway or Highlands?
Highlands.
Oh, that's down by, I think it's out by the shore. I went to a party there years ago. Someone from like the theater had like a. Summer party there and it was like out on the water.
Oh, New Jersey Shore?
I think it's you know how New Jersey kind of goes like this?
Like a woman's body?
Kinda, yeah. But it's on the outside part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's...
I'll show you a map, but...
No, that's okay. This is nothing's going to happen here.
Right.
I mean, I'm not driving an hour for somebody that I don't know.
That's a good point.
Yeah, this is just like a random, you know... And I can't even pronounce her name, you know, which is not a good sign.
Aye, aye.
So what... okay, so we have the broad strokes.
Uh-huh.
You're... Whatever... So, yeah. And I'm not.
Right.
All right. Yeah. So, okay, let me ask you, let's keep it in the broad strokes.
Broad strokes.
Like, when, I'll ask some questions and you tell me if it's over the line.
Okay.
It's a fun game.
Okay.
And then later we could play some Scrabble.
Yeah. Maybe spin the bottle. Spin the bottle. Just the two of us.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, I don't want to give it away any clues. So how long... would you say it's been 2 weeks since it's been... So, okay, here's a good question. Was it discussed mutually, or is this just in your own head?
That's a very good question.
Thank you.
That's a very good question.
I know. Because in my case, I've had male relationships in my own head, you know? Like, I think I'm going out with Lissy, you know?
I think I have to an extent. But usually that would happen... Like, I would build up a relationship in my head.
Right.
And then I would actually talk to the person for like the first time, and that thought immediately like dissipates. But in this case, oh yeah, it's definitely been discussed.
Like with the other person.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We've actually had physical conversations.
Physical conversations.
Right.
With in words. Person. Words.
With using words, complete sentences, you know.
Right.
Using the letters of the alphabet.
Right, right,
to,
right.
To express individual thought.
Okay, well, here's another good question, I think. So, we could say that, you know, you've had, like, a few, like, restaurants, right?
Right.
And maybe, so, I don't know how to phrase the question. So, how did it escalate from a restaurant? Like, did you go to her house, or...
There have been some visits.
Oh, okay. Like, does she have a hat? Does she live in the woods? okay, right. So, because that's a big deal. Like, once you enter the threshold of somebody's habitat,
yeah.
What the fuck am I talking about? then that's the real deal.
Right.
Like, if you just meet, like, in a bus stop,
right.
That you're just taking a bus, you know?
Right.
Okay, so that's good. That's promising. Mm. See, it sucks that we can't like really. Okay, but that okay. So that's good. Mm. So okay. So let me another good question.
Sure. All right.
So when I start a relationship, you know, usually my world just kind of turns upside down, and I just feel kind of like, you know, a lot of different emotions. Like you seem very calm and kind of like together.
Right.
So either you're a good actor, which you are.
I appreciate that.
Or you're just calm and, you know, zen.
It's very, very good. And I think part of it is...
It's like a shrink session right now.
And I think, honestly, I think the thing is like, is, you know... You know, when I first met her,
right?
You know,
right?
I remember because you know her too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I remember.
I mean, I don't know her well, but I know right. her. I know her well, but not well.
Right.
So now you know her well.
Possibly. Right.
My password, man. Is it bigger than a bread box? Right. Yes.
And I think even like when like the first time, well, actually, okay, technically the first time I met her was years ago.
Right.
And I didn't see her again until like last year.
Right.
And then like in both times, like I thought she was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you know, as time went on, you know, even like when we reconnected,
right.
Just a few weeks ago.
Right.
You know, I was like, here's the thing. I think also part was like, you know, I wasn't necessarily looking for anyone. And they say that's usually when it happens. And I just like,
that's bullshit. I haven't been looking and shit hasn't happened to me.
Yeah.
But no, I have looked a little bit. Yeah. I'm actually very disappointed because you had that whole promising thing with your cousin was going to set you up with somebody. I was really rooting for that. Remember there was someone that someone was going to set you up with somebody like months ago, and that was, you know, that wasn't going to go anywhere.
Oh, that was over the summer, right?
Right. And then, of course, the missing trumpeteer. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to her?
I don't know, man. I guess she'll have to go do other funerals.
We did a whole episode about her.
We did.
The case of the missing trumpet.
Yeah, for those of you who haven't listened to our back catalog, one, that's probably wise. Two, there's an episode from, I believe, March or April called The Case of the Missing Trumpeter.
Right. Great episode. Yeah. Let me just say that today, so I paid this guy money today to for a year, like $100 or something, to see what my podcast can happen. Apparently, it's complicated. I didn't understand what he said at all. Mm. But he doesn't just go to Apple and Spotify. It goes now to iHeart and Amazon, all these other platforms. Right. And they, anyway, so we'll see. So, and then I said,
two crackers in the hummus.
I know. Well, the hummus is very, so then I told the guy, look, I got this other podcast that I also want to promote. But the problem is I would have to pay for that too, separately. And then we would need your phone. Right. So anyway, the point is that if I go viral with my other one, then we should maybe do that with this one. And then who knows? Mm. You know, I'm just saying that, you know, that could be, you know, because it's silly. It's silly that we only have like 10 listeners. It's silly at this point.
Yeah.
You know.
Like over 100 fucking episodes at this point.
No, I know. So what would you say? So the guy goes, so I said, hey, look. So I showed him like the as is on Spotify. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh my God. He's like scrolling through there. I was like, this is all you guys? I'm like, yeah. So when you say back, like, we have a back catalog.
Yeah.
I mean, the Beatles just made, like, 10 records.
I think it's really, like, their entire, like, discography amounts to, like, 10 hours, roughly.
Yeah, which is crazy. And we have like massive. Like
a million times that.
Yeah, we have massive amounts of, I mean, we're not saying that we're as good as the Beatles.
Yeah, not quite.
But, yeah, but if someone, imagine if we did that and it went on different platforms and whatever, and then people discovered the back, and then, you know, I mean, they won't be disappointed.
No.
I mean,
totally offended. We probably have like, though at the same time, we'd probably get like so much controversy.
Why?
Great.
Why controversy?
Because, well, actually, you
know, because of some things that I've said.
Well, you know, at the same time, I kind of feel like there's a tide sort of turning where people aren't being as offended as they were like a year or two ago. So I feel like, get to a point where, you know, we can go back to the way things were. We can say whatever the fuck we want, and it won't matter.
I'm not worried about that at all. Like, I mean, the only way that people will be offended if they take things out of context, you know?
Right, right.
Like, if they hear, like, a full episode, they'll see that we have hearts of gold.
That's right.
And that, I mean, no malice.
No malice.
And, you know, when I... You know, I mean, what? All I said is I'm not gay. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, what's wrong with that?
That should be if they ever make like a poster for it, totally. It'd be like a picture of us like this,
right?
And tag and be like, we're not gay. Not there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah. It's so Seinfeld though that we can't do that.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's like a big Seinfeld statement. But but it really is appropriate. Because we're not gay.
We're not.
You know? I mean, as much as we try. We know, we haven't tried. We haven't tried. Okay. So, what else can I ask you? Was that a good question to go?
Essentially what happened was, I reconnected with this person just a few weeks ago. And,
right.
You know, right away I was like, I want to spend more time with this person, and I never want to do that with, like, anyone, aside from, like, you and, like, some other people, but...
Right, right.
Yeah, I and it was, like, you know, texted her, be like, you know, you want to go grab something or something like that, and mm-hmm. I was like, yeah.
So by text, like, thank God for texting, you know?
Yeah.
Because if she'd have rejected you, it would have been worse, like, on the phone.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Right, so I know, you went to several, you went to some... I don't know, some New Brunswick place or, I don't know.
Yeah, went to a place in New Brunswick.
Yeah.
Went for other places.
That's a big thing because, you know, when I sit around a table in a restaurant with a woman and money is involved, that's high stakes.
Oh, yeah?
Because then, yeah, because that's when you see if the conversation is, like, if the conversation is not good, a dinner could be a long time.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think that also helps that, you know, I knew going in how she was, you know, like she's a lot of fun. She's a good right. conversationalist.
Right, right, right. Yeah, there's probably going to be not a lot of moments of silence.
Right,
right.
And I, it's like there was really no mystery going in, and it was.
Right. She didn't turn into a man in the middle of the conversation.
No, that would have been disappointing, but you know.
Right, right, right. But yeah, but still, I've had situations, I think I've told you, where there are certain situations with a person that were great, and then you put them in a different environment, like a submarine or a car. And then they and
have
then
you been to a submarine?
No, but it's a metaphor.
Okay.
For example, I you know, if like there's certain people that I've been with, and we were good in certain situations, and then terrible in other situations, and I couldn't figure out why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's very feasible that I could date somebody and then go to a restaurant with them and think this is the worst night of my life. And then, you know, if we walk, take a walk in the woods, it's the greatest day of my life.
Right.
Because God fucking hates me. I'm sorry, God. You don't hate me.
Yes, I do.
Oh! Fire and brimstone. Oh, that would be amazing if God chose our podcast to reveal himself.
Oh, man. That'd be something.
Yeah.
Even though it's kind of been like a downturn, I believe, in like Christianity's popularity in this country. So that would naturally happen when something like that happened on our show.
If God revealed himself on our show and we still got shitty ratings, that means that the whole world doesn't believe in God.
Right.
So I think, God, if you're out there somewhere, you should make it just talk. You know, slowly, because I might not understand you, you know. Right. So, okay. So there was no awkwardness around the restaurant.
No. Nah.
Right, right, right. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another restaurant, and then the other. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yep. Did you guys go bungee jumping or?
Nothing that extreme.
No, but okay. See, that shit might not work. I think you should go bungee jumping.
That's like the. Well, I would actually say that. Not bungee jump. Oh, what's the one? Skydiving. I say that's the most extreme.
Would you ever do that?
I've actually thought about it. But
thinking is not doing.
Thinking is not the same thing as doing. But
right. But I would never.
But thinking is one important step on the road from nothing to something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thoughts may be feelings.
Thoughts
may
be feelings.
Thinking may be doing.
Uh huh.
Have you ever done anything without thinking about it first?
Not really.
I mean, I guess when you
like your basic, you know,
right functions.
Right.
Let's say taking a shit, for example. Usually, I don't think about it. You know, like I just kind of. I mean, you know, well, it depends on the urges. Anyway, but you know what I mean. there are certain things that we don't think that much about. You know.
Right.
I didn't mean to imply the relationship is like shitting.
Right.
See, I get very confused about a relationship, so, you know. How did we get here? You were thinking, you were thinking and doing?
Well, so, like, basically, it just came down to, like, you know. Well, I guess, so you asked if we'd been bungee jumping.
Right.
And I said, no, and then like,
right, but you think you might do it. Like if she called you up next Thursday and she said, "Hey, you know, I really feel like our relationship needs to be kind of tested, and we should go like, you know, hand gliding or bungee jumping."
I'd say we've only been together for a month. If we're this stage after a month, that's a problem.
I would say don't do it, because if you do it, then it's going to be like a relationship that needs to be like, you know. What? How do you top that? You know
exactly, like, constantly. Yeah.
Yeah, this is what I would do, and I'm great at relationships. So.
Oh yeah, so I'm going to take your advice to heart completely.
Right.
I'll
right.
do exactly what you're about to say. Yeah.
Okay. So I would. This is totally what I would do. I would try my best to be as boring as possible, and like show her like the worst side of you. Because if she likes that, then you have a chance.
Right.
If you start showing her your best side, then she's gonna be disappointed.
I mean, she already knows that like I'm not the most adventurous individual.
Adventurous. And neither is she probably.
But I figure, I told her I pretty much get I take very little to like find like enjoyment in things. Like I can go for a drive and that's enough for me.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, you like Marvel movies.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, but I mean, that means that you know, they're not that good lately.
Yeah, so if
you enjoy them, then you're like, you know,
oh yeah,
you're like I watch stuff like Miami Vice. You know, I mean I mean like my standards are really high. You know,
oh yeah, that's true.
Okay, I would okay, I take it back. I wouldn't be the most boring person. Like I would take showers. And I would...
I'm not sure if...
I mean, what I'm trying to say is I wouldn't lead... I wouldn't show... I would try to be just kind of... I don't know. Like, if she likes me just in very boring Danny, then, you know, when I'm exciting Danny, she'll be even more elated. But she wouldn't, you know, need
that. Unless all she was into was boring Danny.
Well, that's never going to happen.
Right.
Who likes boring Danny? I mean, I could just sit at home, like, eat, like, pistachios and watch Reruns of Three's Company. I mean, like, who wants that? Dude, by the way, the guy I was at the podcast place at showed me a few examples of his... Apparently, he says he gets 4 million people on some of his podcasts. I'm like, okay, right. Whatever. And then he showed me, and Howard Stern endorsed one of his, not, like, he showed me a clip of Howard Stern. And I hear Howard. I never heard him endorse this, but anyway.
Kind of makes me wonder why he's in Trenton, New Jersey, and not, like, New York or L.A.
He is from New York, but he said he wants to live in Trenton. I know.
No one ever says that.
He did. And he said, in fact, he has a podcast called Trenton Waves, and he says it, it's all about Trenton. And I'm like, whoa. And he says he gets 4 million people on that. But anyway, the point is he's got a wife, and he showed me like a clip, like he played me a clip of them bantering, and it was okay, you know. But I'm thinking, it's not you and me, you know.
Right.
Like so, I'm like, if he gets 4 million listening to that, anyway. But it's interesting. I'm gonna try this out, and if that goes, then maybe we, you know, who knows? No, I'm sick of playing in a small league here. Nope. You know, I don't have much time left. You know. Like you know, you're a little younger, you know. You got a few summers ahead of you, you know.
You said you have a few summers ahead of you.
Yeah, very few. I feel the urgency of time, you know, like I really am. But okay, so, well, you know, this puts me in a predicament, you know, you being like serene and content. I don't know, you know, now I'm the one, now I'm going to be the problem there, you know? Now I have to be like, it's like we're at war, and then you just took shelter behind a rock.
Right.
I'm getting shot at now.
You know, maybe not I guess there's no other big rocks around, or...
It's all in my head.
Oh, okay.
it's all in my head. No, but this is, you know what? I'm going to find a girlfriend this week.
Fucking A, man.
You know? I'm going to go to the girlfriend store.
You going to go to the girlfriend store?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the discount rack.
Okay. Yeah. I hear there's some good finds there. You know, they may not be immediately accessible, but, mm-hmm.
Next time you come over, she's gonna be here.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, she's gonna sit right over there.
You know, I was thinking maybe a certain, you know,
yeah,
stage manager from your
current show. Yeah. Well, you know. That thing is I'm struggling. So I'm rehearsing for a play, and I'm not gonna be good at I could really suck.
I think you're gonna be good.
I don't think so.
I've been hearing some good reviews for.
No, she doesn't know what she's talking about. she's just being nice. I have two obstacles. I have to be an older person and I have to do a Brooklyn accent.
Right.
Being old, I can be because I'm kind of old now. But Brooklyn, I'm not good with accents. Right, and right. I fucking hired a dialect coach last week. $150.
Oh, shit.
And fucking, and he was good, but I left the session even more dejected than before because he was like, you got to put your tongue here. You got to put your jaw down here. I'm like, what? I could kind of do the act. And, you know, first of all, it's never going to be perfect. I'm just shooting for passable.
Right.
The fucking, you know, I hate everything about Brooklyn. I hate the cars. I hate the subways. I hate the graffiti. I hate the people that live there, and now I hate the accent.
Oh, yeah.
You know, accents are... I mean, I'd rather speak like British Mark than speak like a Brooklyn guy.
Yeah.
You know, and British Mark, nobody understands him.
I think with British Mark's accent, you can get it wrong and no one will notice.
Right. Like, if British Mark was playing the Brooklyn guy, like, what would that sound like, you know? That would be very impossible, you know? But yeah, I'm really scared. I actually thought that I was gonna get fired by Todd. I thought,
oh shit,
yeah, because I mean, I'm getting what I'm getting better at is the mannerisms and sort of attitude of an older cranky person.
Mm.
That I can do. But you know, but coupling that with an accent is really I've been having like weird dreams like. Like, I'm going to be on stage and be a fool. Like, you know, I usually being on stage is my comfort zone, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not happy, you know? And then, anyway, so now I'm actually working with now I have an appointment tomorrow with another dialect coach. Not, you know, because I don't know what to do. Like, I need to, and this one's a woman. Maybe she'll fall in love with me, you know?
It's very possible. You got to just be vulnerable, but like, listen.
I know. I'm going to do the vulnerable.
Do the vulnerable, man.
Yeah.
Do it, man.
And women love that.
They do. And you're an actor, so it works for you.
Yeah, I'd be like, listen, I have very few summers left. I'm going to fail at this play.
I have AIDS.
I have AIDS. I have severe AIDS. It's shooting up my scrotum as we speak. You know? But if you kissed me and came over right now and had sex with me, they would stop.
Right.
That's what the doctor said. I went to Dr. Goldenberg, and he said the only cure for AIDS is to have sex right away. Anyway, so this is another one of my problems is like once I start doing something, like I get greedy. I'm like, well, that was one dialect coach. Maybe this other one will be better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is, you know.
Did you break up with the first one first?
We did it for one session, and I said maybe we'll do another one.
Yeah.
You know, so I frankly, I don't think he's heartbroken, you know. That was $125, and this one tomorrow is going to be $150.
Damn.
Today, I paid $190 for the podcast to be, you know, for the whole year. So I'm just spending, like...
Holy shit.
I'm just, like, you know, I'm just, it'll be interesting to see, you know, the podcast thing. I have, you know, I might lose a little bit of money, but we'll... This if it actually gets some traction, then you know I would definitely say we should put because I mean I'm in a weird position because like I you know the other one is maybe more meaningful because I'm actually talking about other people's lives, but this is more fun and like if I was to talk to a friend or talk to somebody with a sense of humor, I would show them this rather than the other one. Nobody's gonna care about Betty's life in Cuba, you know. they'd much rather me joke about AIDS. You know, so I would like this one to succeed, you know.
Right.
So plus we invested a lot of time. I mean,
honestly, I've just been doing it for fun.
No, sure, but it would be nice. Yeah, sure. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun, but it would be nice to have 4 million people having fun with us. And, you know, I mean, I just feel like, you know, everything is transitory and it, you know, if I died today, tomorrow, whatever, then somebody would be like, oh, he did 100 episodes of As Is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll listen to it and be horribly disappointed. But at least, I mean, what did they do?
I mean, they could still do that. Well, it's easily accessible on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and we probably put on a few other things this way.
Yeah, I know. I think we have, actually. I think it
we
is.
Have.
On, it is, yeah.
I don't know if it's on Amazon or not.
I think it is on Amazon. But whatever. I mean, it's like, it's not so much, you know, it's not even the listen. It's not even the amount of people. I just feel like if we're doing something, because people thought, like, British Mark really likes this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, I just feel like there could be other British Marks in the world.
There could be Kenyan Kyle or something like that.
Kenyan Kyle?
Yeah.
I
don't know if there's anyone named Kyle in Kenya, but...
No, sure. Sure there is. I think he's a big discus player.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a very... everybody knows Kenyan Kyle. Kenyan Kyle's a great... he's an athlete. You know,
now I feel like coming up with a show just about a guy named Kenyan.
Kenyan, yeah. It's like a nickname, Kenyan. You know, people from Kenya have like long legs and they run. That's my image of Kenya. You know,
all right,
of soccer, you know, players. You know,
And
if they're named Ken, great. You know, but yeah, no, I just, you know, I also for the other podcast, it would be nice if other people heard it because it's people's lives.
That's true, yeah.
You know, so but dude, I mean, it was insane. I mean, the anyway, it's been. I mean, I don't want to have to edit anymore. That's all. I mean, thank God this fucking show, we don't have to edit anything.
That's right.
All right. So what have we learned? We learned we're at the 51-minute mark.
That's right.
All right.
What have we learned?
We've learned, you know, a change in your life.
Change has happened in my life.
Right. It's very been. Positive. You're saying it's been about a month.
About just over a month. Yep.
So okay. Here's a good question. When you go home and you're alone with yourself, not masturbating, but just with yourself, like, you know, with your thoughts. Do you find your thoughts now being kind of like, oh, like, you know.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, all right. So do you find yourself... I'm so bad at asking about relationships. When you watch a TV show now, the colors... colors brighter and...
Nah.
They're the same colors?
They're the same colors, yeah.
Do you listen to the same sad songs that you heard before?
No, nah, there's the same music.
Same music?
Yeah.
That's going to be an interesting thing because your musical taste might be different.
It's true.
Yeah, and you're going to have to live with that.
Certain, there are quite a few differences in terms of what we individually like.
No, it would, yeah.
But
right,
we're kind of embracing that and like introducing each other to certain things. Like she's into football, so I've watched some football with her.
Football?
Yep, and she's already watched... We binged the first four episodes of It's Always Sunny the other day.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's the ultimate test.
It really is, because, you know, I really need to be with someone who actually appreciates that show.
Right.
It's definitely not for everyone.
You know, you show Rocky.
Oh, she's seen Rocky.
Yeah.
And I told her that story about the last one.
Right.
She was pretty much just as heartbroken as I was.
What's
when I showed Jill Rocky and Rocky?
Oh,
like,
oh yeah,
I don't
yeah.
get it.
By the way, Sunday Stallone is coming to Philadelphia. Like, there's going to be some kind of
oh shit.
I heard it on the radio today, and
I actually watched the original Rocky last Tuesday. It was right before Thanksgiving. It was like the only Thanksgiving movie I owned. So
fucking Thanksgiving. You probably had a good Thanksgiving.
It was pretty nice, yeah.
Fucking Thanksgiving. Oh man. That was a lot of family people.
Do we need to do a whole episode?
Oh, wow. Yeah, we'll eat something.
Okay.
You know, and then we'll regroup.
Regroup.
We'll let that British Mark get up from the floor. He probably has been fainting this whole episode.
That's true. Oh, I think he's not going to be listening to it now, I don't think.
No. Unless he stayed up all, you know. It's like his wife is like, are you going to bed? No. There's a new as is. It's been a month. I've been waiting. He said the world has been waiting. Those were his words today.
Oh, yeah.
The world has been waiting.
The world is waiting.
Yeah.
Imagine. Well, British Mark, hopefully we have not let you down.
We haven't. This has been a whirlwind episode.
Fucking A, man.
I mean, this is like one of those episodes where, like, the audience is like, what? Mm-hmm. You know?
This one, those like game-changing episodes where like there's a turning point and the rest of the series after that until the next turning point is like completely different from what came before.
Right.
Yeah.
So, right. So, that now, you know how like Springsteen or something is great when he writes depressing records. Mm. And then he was happy. Yeah, it's a sort of mediocre record, you know?
Yeah.
So now the challenge is to do good episodes, even if one of us is happier than the other. But don't worry, I'm going to be miserable. dude, I freaking have jury duty next week.
Oh, dude.
Dude, okay, in America, we're supposed to have jury duty like every fucking 3 or 4 years. I see. Yeah, I think that's the. If you're on the fucking list, the Schindler's List.
I don't think I've gotten a summons since like 2013 or so.
Well, I'm on the fucking list somehow, and I swear I did it one like a year and a half ago.
Damn.
And today I went to work, and they said that Gaber's got jury duty too this week. Like maybe it's my whole apartment complex that's got to go to jury. So yeah, I got a notice yesterday. Do British people go to jury duty? Do they even have courts there?
I don't know.
What do they have in England?
Hey, British Mark, do you have juries over in England?
Yeah. What's that? Oh, what?
All right.
Yeah, he's thinking.
Yeah.
God, this is pathetic.
Let us know when you have a rational thought there, British Mark. You know.
Yeah, maybe you could text on all the other platforms tomorrow.
I love how you just single out that dude.
Dude, let me tell you something. the guy's everywhere I turn, he's there. He's on Instagram. He's on motherfucking Facebook. He's on my WhatsApp now.
Jesus Christ. British Mark, he's a goddamn life, my God.
He's on my regular text. He's on every possible platform. Sometimes I go to the bathroom. I go take a shower. He's there.
My God.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, God. No, I'm kidding. That's why I haven't showered in a few days.
Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid. No, but it is. We were talking about this about, you know, now I'm on Snapchat. And,
oh yeah.
And how many platforms do we fucking need? I mean, like, it's unbelievable. Like you just have like regular
Facebook,
right?
And
right.
LinkedIn, but that's
yeah. I know it's unbelievable. I mean, I don't mind that he's always there. I think it's kind of cute, really. I mean, in a non-gay way.
Right.
You know?
Not there's anything wrong with that.
Right. But I mean, like, God damn it. I mean, how many platforms... Oh, and then... But it's not even him. Like, there's other people that I actually sometimes converse with.
Oh, yeah.
I was in touch with Mr. Peter Hillman this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I have a friend. Maybe I'll talk about it in the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know what happens is we get to the three minute mark.
That's when they lie the good stuff. That's when we start to develop the cliffhangers for like the next episode.
Right,
and it just happened organically,
Right. I mean, this is not a big story. It's a big story for me. I don't know if like it's. I mean, you're probably not going to give a shit about it. But it's another example of being in touch. I was in touch with him on, you know, email, in touch with him on, you know, different, and him I don't mind being in touch with.
Right.
And British Mark, I mean.
Well, when British Mark produces, like, really good music, then you might care.
Oh, right. No, he was very nice. British Mark was nice.
British Mark's a very nice, very nice
individual. He's a nice bloke.
Yeah, I did a nice Happy Thanksgiving post on Facebook. He responded about, you know, he complained about how that's another American tradition that's traveled across the waters. And I said, well, you know.
Right.
You gave us great music, so we thought we'd return the favor.
Right, right. I don't even think they have turkeys in England.
I don't know.
Did you have turkey?
Oh, I had turkey, yeah.
I don't like Thanksgiving, and I don't like turkeys, and I don't like my family, and I don't like being at that, you know, there was like so many people. Oh my God.
We're going to do another episode.
Yeah. I know. I feel like I haven't vented enough.
Yeah, this was a primarily focused on me episode.
No. Yeah. No, well, I mean, no, but, dude, I, let me officially say that, I mean, I have to adjust. You're fine.
Yeah.
I have to adjust to the.
Well, it would actually end up being like the same if it was you.
Hey, it's not going to be me. I'm going to die alone.
Oh, I think you just need to.
What do I need to do?
I think you may need to adjust some expectations on exactly what a relationship is.
I know exactly what a relationship is.
I mean, it's probably going to take more than just hanging out every other Tuesday.
Hanging out with who? With the person?
With like a perspective.
How many times should I see the person? How many fucking times? 2, 3 max. 4 if she's a mute.
4 times what, per week? Or? Yeah. Because that's actually reasonable.
No, 4 is a lot. I don't even take a shit 4 times a week. Oh, look, we're in the red.
Oh, we're in the red zone.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to end
that's another football term I just learned.
End zone?
Red zone.
Red zone. Bye.